This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Pluckers in Fort Worth off of 820. And somebody brought up a really good point. Normally, it would be puck around and find out. But people have suggested perhaps
pluck
it should
around.
Be pluck around.
I like it. Yeah.
And find out. Either way.
So you want me just to walk over to people's tables and pluck at their plates?
Hey.
Maybe.
We got about four more days to do this hockey talk, and then we move on.
All right. Since you said that, Mike, let me ask you a question.
Saturday, I know, is game three.
Because I was really mad that the Stars lost yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Was there any part of you, because this is how I reacted for just a second.
Okay.
I was glad that Vegas scored the empty net goal when it was clear we weren't going to score, because I was like, man, screw the Stars. What are we doing today?
I mean, when that puck went in, I obviously turned it off and started getting ready for bed. I think this is the tough thing. I know you asked a different question, but I'm sure a lot of Tolos are with me on this. With the Mavs and the Stars being considered West Coast teams, they are right. Wearing me out sleep-wise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I can't go to sleep after the game's over. There's way more of an adrenaline rush after the Mavs win than there was after the Stars lost last night. But still, I was engaged enough that it takes me a little bit of time to kind of relax and fall asleep. But I was hoping, you know, I thought maybe they had one more run, but I'll tell you what, when they pulled Ottinger, did they even get, like, maybe they got one
they
good
got,
look?
They got one good look. There was a playoff of Miro that I thought was pretty good.
But there were still, like, a lot of just, I'll give Vegas credit. They do not allow passes to get where they want to go.
Yeah.
They are so
You're
good
right.
at disrupting just passes. Who gives a crap about them shooting the puck on net? We won't even allow them to do that. We're going to make it so difficult for them to pass the puck that we're not even going to allow them to even get a chance to shoot the puck.
Yeah, they're really good, you know, stopping your forecheck from doing what it wants to do, and that's creating a good shot, setting up in their zone. They're like, we're not even going to let you try to set up in our zone. And then on the flip side, you score a goal on them, and you're like, all right, we got this. And they're like, hey, watch this. We're
Real
coming
quick.
Back right
okay.
in your face. That was, to me, Kevin, a massive failure on the Stars' part to allow that to happen. You cleaned your sheet really quickly there, and then you got it dirty just like that. And it looked like the Vegas just said, hey, look, they're focusing right now on their offense. Let's go take advantage of their defense.
You're 100% right. And I made sure to note that. Like, that's going to be important in any game. But two things in particular agitated me about this Stars game. Vegas scored 82 seconds after Dallas scored on the power play. And we talked about it at game one. Vegas flipped the script in terms of special teams efficiency. They were not good on special teams in the regular season. And the Stars were really good. Well, you sure wouldn't have been able to tell that in game one. So here you are, game two, bang. Robertson scores, special teams goal on the power play, feeling good. 82 seconds later, Vegas scores. And that was the trend. I realize the third period, it's an empty net, and it's always going to happen like this. But you realize all three of the Vegas goals were in the last 2 minutes of periods last night. And those are two
they
things.
They flipped it because it was all in the first 2 minutes in the first game, pretty much. We were bing-bonging, and then they immediately ding-donged us.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. That was a very that. Good. Okay. Yeah. That was
Who's
very
ever
good
hitting the button hit ding dong every time they score.
And that's something that we used to talk about last year is the response goal and the late goal. Like, it feels like anytime you score a goal in the first 2 minutes or the last 2 minutes of a period, it's going to be like even a little something extra. I realize the goals all count the same, but it get a little extra pep in your step, either out on the ice for the period or to finish up going into intermission. And the Stars failed at that. Corey, you're right. They failed when Vegas got the immediate response. And now these teams have played five times this year, and the Stars have lost all five times. I realize that the three regular season ones all took place by December. And so you didn't see them the back half of the season. You didn't see them post Tanev or anything like that. But you've played Vegas five times. You've lost to them five times.
And it was another night, too, where it felt like the fans wanted to get into the game, but being tied 1-1, they couldn't feel comfortable enough to, like, to lift, you know, and to yeah. get to that point where they were just like, we're going to make this the loudest arena, and now the Stars going to go on the road and deal with somebody else's crowd.
And that will be a loud arena.
They say, yeah, that's going to be a place that they know what championship hockey's all about. They know that. They know that feeling.
It's just the worst being the one seed and losing.
Yeah.
I get it. Vegas isn't your typical, I guess they're not called an eight seed, a wild card team. But
they're wild card two.
Yeah, it just really stinks that you had the best record in the West and you're probably going to lose. You're either going to get swept or lose in six. Maybe they'll do it like last year. Well, the Vegas will feel sorry for us. They're like, look, we feel sorry for these guys. We beat them every time. Let them win a game or two as long as they don't slam our heads in the ice. And so
they're really nice hockey players.
Yeah, but this is over. I get what Spittle's
so
saying.
You're locked in.
Spittle's hoping he can keep doing a podcast right now. Like, it's over. Yeah. It's 100%. They're better. There's no doubt in my mind they're better.
I just after here's the thing, my problem, Kevin, and maybe it's two different things.
Is it that this is the team you wanted to play?
No, I didn't want to play this team.
You did.
Maybe it's two different things.
It was
maybe
the Kings or them? Was that the choice?
Yes. I was very displeased by this.
Maybe planning. Well, I didn't care who you played. And now the Stars are proving to me that it doesn't matter. Like,
you would think we're going to lose to the Kings?
Don't lose to anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that we're mentally effed in our head. When we see the Vegas Knights and then they do, like, to your point,
yeah.
You score and then they immediately answer, you're like, they're better than us.
Yeah,
guess
what?
They're human, and they're trying their best. But their human brains are also telling them, too. Every time we do something positive, they answer.
Yeah, and that's where, like, that mindset of maybe you want to go into it and treat it like it's completely separate series from last year.
Yes.
And you're like, you know what? We're not going to dial everything up to start this series because we're going to ease into it. And Vegas is like, no, we don't ease into anything. We're a good hockey team. And the Stars, I wish would have just like I wish they would have been playing middle of the playoffs hockey already, but they aren't looking like that team right now. They aren't looking like they're prepared, let alone for the physicality, but for the speed of the game.
This is these last several playoff runs from DFW teams are really going to throw off my entire idea. And Reggie, you're going to love this, of momentum going into the playoffs, because the Rangers could not have been going into the playoffs worse, and they won the World Series. The Stars could not have been going into the playoffs better. Andrew, the last month, is playing out of his mind. The team, out of their mind. Yeah. And they're getting smoked
I guess the
in
Mavs,
the series.
They were the best team in the last 20 or 25 games of the regular season in the whole NBA.
Well, then that means they're going to lose based off of new momentum going into the playoffs. So, Reggie, I might be ready to defect over to your side about
I'm going to be
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Honest, I hate saying this, and I don't even know what I'm doing on Saturday night, but I'm probably not watching.
Game doesn't start till I think 9.
Yeah, I'm good. They're done.
What?
I'll text you.
It's that late too?
I think so.
Yeah, because it's in Vegas, so you probably have a 7 o'clock start in Vegas. They're not going to want to start that thing at 5 o'clock in Vegas.
Yeah, but they're like, hey, we'll start at 9 o'clock in Dallas. They don't give a crap.
They
don't. Guess.
Do you think if we would have won those games, they'd change?
No,
because you have
just kidding.
It also, Kevin, also because
it's
also our fault that nobody takes the start seriously. So like, that's a big factor is that we don't.
Oh
we don't
my
talk
gosh, is that true?
Start. That's what somebody said, and I LOL'd it.
Like, I will say this: if the Mavs can win the first round and they play Oklahoma City, guess what? We're gonna have some early times.
Yes. We got a central division opponent or a central time zone opponent.
That so is, that so is. Then Denver and I guess Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
That's freaking Minnesota. They're in our time zone
that's
too.
Fun. I will say this, Kevin. The Mavericks definitely have more of my attention, and I was really hoping for a 9 o'clock game on Friday night. I know that sounds dumb, but I was hoping like it would be a very late game because I would like to get all the kids taken care of and settled.
Because
Adrian's going out of town this weekend. Dad's by himself with all the kids.
Oh.
So, like, last night was the night where Adrian looked at me, and she was like, look, there's about 6 minutes left in the second period. Do you really want to watch the rest of this? Or give me that wink, you know?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like,
I did not.
I was like, well, Adrian, well, is it because I winked at you whenever I
yes.
said that? I'm sorry about
that. That did
man.
Not help.
I really kind of made you uncomfortable there. I get it. But, yeah, that was that moment where I had to make a decision of, do I want to be let down by the stars or let down by nothing? Because everything's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to go to sleep on time.
Now, this will kind of feel pointless, but I wanted to tell you a positive thing about Chris Tanev. And the NHL.
He's on the team next year.
Yeah. The NHL tweeted this out as well. Joel Hanley was claimed by the Flames on waivers, and he got a text from somebody he had never met before offering up his house for the next 2 months. It was Chris Tanev, and he was like, hey, you're coming here. I got traded. I got a house there. Would you like to stay there? And Hanley took the offer. His wife and son spent the remainder of the season at Tanev's house, and Hanley said it was great, especially because we have a two-year-old to already have the housing situation taken care of.
Yeah, that
so,
is good.
As if you need another reason to root for Chris Tanev, well, there you go.
It won't because they win.
Yeah, that's fair. So you want to go to a Stars team that did win. I was going to throw this out there. Friend of the show, Paul Wirth, Wirth Collecting in Waxahachie. He's having an autograph signing with Brett Hull on Saturday. So
got to have Hull.
That's right. And by the way, if you want to get your kids to go do something and maybe be quiet in the car, from 12 to 1:30 at Wirth Collecting in Waxahachie, Brett Hull's going to be doing autographs and everything like that. Is it because I said the walks?
No, it's because you said and maybe be quiet in the car. Why do you think they're going to be quiet in the car? Like, they're talking to you. They want your attention. They need your attention.
Oh, maybe that's because sometimes we'll give Noah the control of the radio or the phone.
And it's MC Hammer the whole time?
Yeah, or Danny Go or
you
something like that.
Give him...
Not, like, he can have it.
He's turning the knob
no,
to
I'm sorry.
105.3 The Fan.
Yes, I meant in terms of what he wants to listen to, not like he doesn't want to listen to this podcast about whatever. So we
get off my back on reading, Dad. Let me run the remote here.
We love Wirth Collecting. They always contribute great stuff for Peace-a-thon and My Possibility. So if you're interested in talking about a player that won with the Stars, Brett Hull, Saturday, Wirth Collecting in Waxahachie, 12 to 1:30 if you want to go check out that autograph session.
Who is Hull like on that list for you when it comes to the Stars? Because he was always kind of that hired mercenary that arrived here. He wasn't Madonna. Madonna was our guy. But I know like right now we're looking at Seager and Simeon like, oh, those are our guys. I mean, they won our World Series. They were with us when we were bad. But like, is Hull that guy for you? Because when I think of Hull, it's always like the family lineage was a big deal there.
See, I think he's one of our guys because we have a shared memory, not only of winning the cup, but I want him to autograph something that says not in the crease. or something like that with a little inscription just to really anger the Buffalo fans.
You were
more.
Up there in the AAC in the media box with me whenever we saw the picture of his foot clearly in the crease, and we're just like, it's
what year was that? 99?
1999.
Doesn't that seem like a long time ago?
It was.
That was 25 years ago, Mike.
Yeah, it was a long time.
That was
ago,
a long time ago.
I did like their jerseys. The kind of star-looking jersey.
You like the Stars jerseys that look like a star?
That was 4 years after the Cowboys have even been to the Super Bowl. And they did win. Congratulations, Dallas Cowboys. You won that one.
We did it.
But think about it.
I don't want
how long ago
I don't want to think about it.
And they've been to how many cups after that? Three?
Kevin, don't you just need to go to break?
Okay,
but
you
the Cowboys
to,
have been to how many?
Oh yeah,
had
okay.
A long,
I'm sorry. I was
had
trying
a
to
longer,
answer.
I can't believe you didn't see this coming the whole time.
I'm sorry, you're
but
right.
But Washington hasn't been to an NFC Championship game. The Cowboys haven't. So I'm going to guess the Washington Capitals also haven't been to a Stanley Cup in a long time too.
Coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece.
They did.
But we're picking. We're the 24th best team.
Coming. You're right, Corey. That is.
You should have seen it.
That's on me.
Puck around and find out.
That is my fault.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.